Lloyd Pelkinen here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. You know, we're not getting any younger, are we? Time keeps on its steady march. Yesterday, my mother turned 83. My father would have been 100 years old this year if he had lived. And at her birthday party, we did a little reminiscing. One of the stories that she recounted was when I was about 5 years old. My father, he was 48 when I was born. When I was a little boy, he always used to tell me he was 39 plus. Now, that was fascinating to me. I had no idea what that meant. I just knew that I knew nobody else who was 39 plus. None of my friends and acquaintances, no other relatives I knew were 39 plus. So I always used to get him to tell anybody I could think of how old he was. I'd say, "Ask my dad how old he is." He'd say, "39 plus." And then when I was about 5 years old, he was filling out some paperwork. I believe it was to rent a truck that we needed to move some stuff, and I was with him, and the person there at the counter was helping him fill out the papers, and he asked him how old he was, and he said he was 53. Oh, I was devastated. My mom says that I went home that night, and I was very somber. She kept asking me, "What's wrong?" And finally I said, "You know, I found out today that Dad was an old man. We're going to have to treat him really nice because we're not going to have him very long." Well, you know, time does keep moving on. I thought he was so old. And now I'm as old as he was at that time. And even though I'm not as young as I once was, there's an expression about being over the hill. But I'll never be over the hill. That is, over Calvary. Things that are current today, they'll be old school tomorrow. Yesterday's marvel will be tomorrow's mundane. Today's news is tomorrow's history. You hear people say, "This is a history-making event," pointing to something that men place a lot of value on. But in reality, everything is history-making. Because everything is passing and fleeting and will be history. Men so admire the latest craze, the Johnny-come-lately, the current fads with all their thrills. And today's latest news, no matter how spectacular and how captivating, it can never compare with the good news of Calvary. Paul said in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14, "God forbid that I should glory save in the cross or the pull of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world." Oh, we may be getting older, but one thing that should be fresh in our hearts is the work of our Savior on Calvary. "God forbid that I should glory except in the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on Calvary." You know, when it boils down to it, what else really matters? What is it that you glory in? What is it that you value, that you promote? What is it that you brag about that's important to you, that you exalt and boast in? Well, God forbid that we should glory, that we should never get over Calvary's Hill. Now a little music for your edification and enjoyment. Here's Wade Spencer singing, "I'll Never Be Over the Hill."
I first heard about Jesus sitting on my mama's knee. All heart and all ears, my eyes filled with tears, as she told where he died just for me. Oh, the years have gone by, I will break down and cry when the story is told to me still. Though it may be the truth, I'm getting over my youth, but I will never be over the hill. Never be over the hill. I'll never be over Calvary. It was their sin's power over me was taken away. Oh, happy day, overcome by the blood of the Lamb. I am saved and forever I am. Overwhelmed, overjoyed, overfilled. I'll never be over the hill. What was yesterday's marvel too soon becomes today's mundane. But the world's greatest story, redemption glory, can never be common and plain. It's the Johnny come lately men admire so greatly, every new whim that brings a new thrill. But there's no current affair can match what happened up there. I know I'll never be over the hill. Never be over the hill. I'll never be over Calvary. It was their sin's power over me was taken away. Oh, happy day, overcome by the blood of the Lamb. I am saved and forever I am. Overwhelmed, overjoyed, overfilled. I'll never be over the hill. Overwhelmed, overjoyed, overfilled. I'll never be over the hill. Never be over the hill. I'll never be over Calvary. It was their sin's power over me was taken away. Oh, happy